We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We'll keep this handy because we have more shark stories to get to in a bit.
Yeah, we do.
Because that's the theme for the summer. So this has been such a weird year for so many reasons that, and particularly for the purposes of the story, new movies aren't coming out.
Nope.
And there's still a demand for people to keep themselves entertained. And so with that, it's some of the oldies that are coming back movie-wise and being popular again.
And part of the reason is drive-ins. The one place where you can reliably go to go see a movie right now and not have to worry about anything else and keep social distance and all of that is at the drive-in. And we've seen the drive-in tours, the music tours, and Bert Kreischer's going to be here doing comedy and all of that. So no doubt, I mean, the drive-in movies are one of those places that you can go and just forget everything else that's going on around you for a little while. But because they're drive-ins, they're pulling out some of the old movies because, as you said, Jamie, nothing new is coming out. So they're pulling out some of the old movies that were great drive-in features to begin with.
Yeah, there are some of these. Like, I'm starting to think about what those could be. And if you want to text in 913-576-7798, what movie would be good in a drive-in theater? What would you like to see come? If we have drive-in movie, if we have any control over that whatsoever, text in, what are the movies that you would like to see at the drive-in? Twister, I think, is the first one that comes to mind for me that yeah. That would be perfect at a drive-in.
Right, right.
It may have already been here. In fact, I think I had friends that were going to go see it at some point. But what movie would be really good at a drive-in? Because that's going to continue. I mean, until the weather gets bad, that's how you're going to go see your movies. So the AP had done this story over the second weekend in July. Empire Strikes Back, 40 years after it was first released, was again number one. The biggest movie, 4th of July weekend, Ghostbusters.
Of course.
36 years after its opening.
And then, you know, you go back even into June, Jurassic Park was number one. I mean, Jaws and E.T. I mean, so, again, some of these great epic pictures that would features that would be great to see on a 40-foot screen. That's what we all want to see up there.
Yeah, think about movies that would do really well on the big screen outdoors like that. Not every movie is going to be great at a big outdoor screen like that.
Do you remember your first drive-in? The first movie that you saw at a drive-in? Or the last one that you saw at a drive-in?
No, I've only been once.
Uh-huh.
It was here, and I do not remember what I saw.
Must have been a great film.
Yeah, I don't.
Really
it was
made an
probably
impression.
Shortly after I moved here, I remember it being a double feature and going,
of course,
I'm not staying up late enough for that second movie. What's wrong with you? I'm not going to make it till midnight. No way.
The great thing about drive-ins to me is, I mean, these are all great movies and they've all got that sort of, you know, epic, you know, just amazing things to see on the screen that you would love to see 40 feet tall. But horror movies, and I know you're not a fan, Jamie, but horror movies lend themselves to drive-ins.
Yes.
In such Correct. A fantastic way. I once saw a movie called Burnt Offerings, which was kind of a late 70s psycho thriller with a religious edge, obviously, the whole Burnt Offerings thing. Saw that at the drive-in, Phantasm. First one I ever saw at the drive-in was Grease, oddly enough. Not a horror movie, okay. But I was horrified by it. And the last one...
not great at a drive-in, I wouldn't think.
No, but it was...
special at a drive-in, you know? Doesn't add anything to it.
Olivia Newton-John in hot pants, 40 feet tall? You could do worse.
But you know what I mean.
It's not
a horror movie.
I didn't pick. I was seven. But the last one that I saw was Christine. And that was on a double feature with another horror movie. I want to say Evil Dead, maybe? Evil Dead and Christine. And that would have been early 90s. Yeah, they had both been out for a long time before that. It was just a horror movie thing.
So here are some of the other movies that have been big at the box office this summer because of the drive-in. Like we mentioned, Jaws, E.T., has been really big at the drive-in.
Mm-hmm.
Jurassic Park has been big as well. I'm scrolling down to see what else. Let's see. Raiders of the Lost Ark, which I could totally see being amazing.
Yes.
Jurassic Park's a great idea. That's a great idea on the big screen.
Yep.
Coming to life.
And we're getting so many of these in on the text line as well that are coming. again, a lot of horror movie. Princess Bride, because somebody always says Princess Bride. Dirty Dancing? Really?
No.
Okay.
No. I mean, I'm a fan, but no.
You know, this is an interesting one. A double feature of Top Gun and The Matrix. Because, again, double features, big at the drive-in. Okay. I can see either one of those going really well. I'm not a fan of Top Gun, but you could also do both of The Matrix movies. Actually, weren't there three of them? So you could kind of do, you know, a double feature of your favorite two of the Matrix movies. Towering Inferno. Again, we'll go even farther back into the 70s and bring OJ back. Cape Fear, either one. Somebody just, I love that Manos, the Hands of Fate, just came in as the perfect drive-in movie feature. That may be the worst movie ever committed to film. Ever. I mean,
really?
It's so horribly bad. So, yeah, Manos, the Hands of Fate. I'm with you. My wife is right now in tears because she hates that movie. But, for the rest of us, we would love to go see Manos.
I know where my people are because you're texting in Goonies, fellow child of the 80s there. That's a great idea to
Big
be
time.
Out. It's not horror. It's not a horror movie. But it's got some of that same fear in it and some of that same suspense.
Mm-hmm.
This was an interesting suggestion. Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, wow.
You know, the first 15 minutes with the war, if you've never seen Saving Private Ryan, the first, I don't know how long it is. It feels like it goes on for an hour. It's probably 10 minutes or 15 minutes of the movie is all heavy battle. I mean, it's heavy, loud battle scenes.
Not only that.
Interesting.
And the way that it was shot, it was fascinating because you didn't even realize it, I don't think, while you were watching it, unless somebody told you. But the camera never gets above head level. You know,
you
never see a shot swinging in, from above. They wanted you to feel like you were on that beach, and boy, did they. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, Spielberg, that was Spielberg, right? Genius of a motion picture.
Let me put a plug in for two really awful movies that I think would be good on the big screen. Uh-huh. Somebody said Dante's Peak. You never saw Dante's Peak?
Oh, yeah.
It was out at about the same time as Volcano, and they're easy to confuse. So Dante's Peak was set in Washington State, I believe, and that was Pierce Brosnan and the woman who's Jerry. What was the woman?
I don't remember. Oh, I can see her face.
She was with James Cameron for a long time. Blonde. I cannot think of her name. But it was Pierce Brosnan about this volcano, Dante's Peak, that had been dormant
Linda
for a
Hamilton.
Long time and came back to life. Thank you, Linda Hamilton.
From the Terminator movies.
Yes. And then it came out at the same time as Volcano, which was about a volcano that erupted at the La Brea Tar Pits in Los Angeles. And that was Anne Heche and Tommy Lee Jones.
Yep.
Equally awful movies that would be awesome on the big screen.
Oh,
and I'll put a plug in for Armageddon too, as being good.
And if you're gonna do Armageddon, if you do the two volcano movies as a double feature, you could do Armageddon. Mm-hmm. And what was the other one that came out right around the same time? That was a comet movie. The one with Tia Leone, or was that Armageddon? I always get them confused.
She wasn't in Armageddon.
Okay, then it was that one. Because there were two movies that came out that were both disaster movies about Earth getting hit by a comet, and they came out within a few months of each other. Putting those two together.
Was it Deep Impact?
Deep Impact, thank you. Well done. Oh. Nice job, Ketz.
Thank you, Google.
You do the two volcano movies, you do the two comet movies. What else? You could do Jaws and... the more recent one with Blake Dreary that was filmed where she's like 6 feet from the beach, but she can't get there because of the shark. That was a really good one. Blake Lively.
Might actually happen.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she's on like a little sandbar, and she, okay. You know, and she just, there's sharks in between. That one was really good, but there's a million shark movies out there too. You could do the Meg, yeah. That movie where Meg Ryan eats everybody.
I think you're talking about Open Water, right?
Yes, Open Water. Well done.
Blair Witch Project.
Yeah.
That and be...
Blair Witch Project and another movie that ended up becoming a series with a woman who gets possessed in her house and ends up eating her husband at the end. Sorry if I just ruined that one for you.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, right. but yeah, there were a million of those too. Yeah, that would be the perfect one to go with Blair Witch Project because it was another one of those like almost found footage kind of, a lot of it was shot on security cam. And yeah, that kind of, so you could do a million horror movies like that, that you could put them right, together by genre.
Keep texting these in. If you want to text in the double feature, I like that. What goes together? 913-576-7798. And we'll get to more of these coming up. 11:36 back with you here on a Friday morning on KMBZ. So with drive-in movie theaters being the only safe place and sometimes the only available place to go see a movie, the big movies of the summer are turning out to be the ones that have been out for a long time, 30, 40 years, but that are really good at an outdoor screen. Things yeah. like Jaws and E.T. and Jurassic Park and Ghostbusters. We were getting reports of some of the big numbers from the summer, and those are the movies that are having their biggest year since they first came out. So we were asking you, because we've still got several good months of, you know, drive-in movie theater weather here, give us the double feature. Now, keep in mind, not every good movie combination is necessarily good at the drive-in theater, but something like Jurassic Park or something that's got a real visual and sound impact would work. 913-576-7798.
No doubt. And thanks to whoever it was that said, yeah, if they filmed me in Paranormal Activity was the one that I was trying to think of that would go really well with Blair Witch. Those two back to back, you wouldn't sleep for a week. And what we're also learning about our audience is that nobody apparently has been to the movies since 1987. So a lot of, and you know what? I get it because that was mid-80s. That was high times for a lot of those giant, you know, mega features and especially a lot of horror movies. So, yeah, when we see things like, you know, Poltergeist and the Lost Boys, sure. Let's go back to 1983. Why not?
So this is one I question a little bit. Blazing Saddles, which, yes, I've seen, and City Slickers. Love me some Billy Crystal.
Yeah, you know what, though? Playing screen. Blazing Saddles right now, might not be kidding. The best idea.
No kidding. Yes. Might be.
Asking for trouble.
Might have a little bit of trouble. Yeah. Uh-huh. Let's see.
Poltergeist and Nightmare on Elm Street, or any of the Friday the 13th movies. Yeah, Friday the 13th and Halloween always seem to be the ones, because Halloween, I think, was 78, and the first Friday the 13th was either 1980 or 1981. So they kind of grew up together, and they even did a Jason. Well, they did Jason and Freddy. I don't know. Did they ever do Jason and Mike Myers? No, I don't think they ever met. So, yeah, that would be fun to do. Do a Halloween movie and a Friday the 13th, pick the best ones.
Far and away, Poltergeist is the movie suggestion we're getting the most in a lot of combinations.
Yeah. Yep.
Which is fine. That's not a bad one.
It's a great film.
Let's see.
In fact, you could do, because I'm one of the few people who really, really, really liked Poltergeist 2. So I wouldn't be averse to a Poltergeist and Poltergeist 2 double feature. I'd sit there and watch all of those for 4 hours. Sure.
Give me two best Tom Hanks movies that would be good at the drive-in.
You're going to laugh at me.
Double feature.
You're going to laugh at me because of what you said about 10 minutes ago. Joe versus the Volcano.
On the big screen?
Yeah.
It's
a big disaster movie. I mean, sure. But no, I think, wow, Apollo 13.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yes.
And
people give me space movies for days.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Apollo 13 is an awesome idea.
And what's the other Tom Hanks movie? Because, I mean, there's so many of them that I love. Going back to
there
movies
only
like...
been a few.
Yeah, right, exactly. I mean, because I'm not going to sit there and watch Forrest Gump at a drive-in. I'm sorry. It's
no,
a fine
that's
movie.
That's what somebody said.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
And I, as much as I love Big, again, there's nothing about that movie that would play particularly well at a drive-in.
Maybe Saving Private Ryan. Maybe that's your other.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, there you go. Apollo 13 and Saving Private Ryan.
How about
Apollo
a League
13,
of Their?
That might be the best I've heard.
How about a League of Their Own? And That Thing You Do.
Or okay.
Oh, That Thing You Do. Yeah.
That's
yeah,
a very underrated. That's a very underrated movie, I believe, That Thing You Do.
I agree. Well, I like that one a lot, too.
And it's feel good. I mean, absolutely, especially now. So it's not necessarily a movie you would have to see on a giant screen, but I would. Yeah. Yeah, that movie would drag me out, as a matter of fact. If I found out they were playing That Thing You Do at a drive-in, I'd go.
You guys, Titanic. Nobody thought of Titanic.
Nope, sure didn't.
Silence.
I'm never going to think of Titanic.
It would be good at a drive-in. Think of all that dramatic music and underwater footage and yeah, all that time in the dark out on the water. No, that's a great idea. Yeah, okay. I totally forgot about that one.
Can we play? Okay, can we go back to the 40s then and bring in Titanic and A Night to Remember and just have a whole Titanic night?
Sure. Why
okay,
not?
I'm
date
down.
Night. Wow, is that super date night?
Just for the watching girls. Ships sink and people drown.
Yeah, okay, so if... I don't think baseball movies are necessarily the best suited for a drive-in theater, but fine. Give me the two best. Like, if you wanted to do a Major League and Field of Dreams.
Uh-huh.
Twofer.
That, yeah, see, that wouldn't be bad. Or I would almost go back to, you know, what Ket said about A League of Their Own. If you did A League of Their Own and Field of Dreams together... Again,
oh,
two very feel-good kind of... Right, exactly. And you've got everybody covered.
Substitute Bull Durham in there at some point, guys.
Come Yeah, Bull Durham's a great movie. And Long Gone is not a bad movie either.
Gremlins 1 and 2. We're getting to know our audience real well here. We're getting a real good idea.
I'm telling you.
Of what we're dealing with here.
We all grew up on the same stuff.
There was a Gremlins 2?
Yeah. Yeah, Gremlins 2, really? The okay. New Batch. How about that? How about pulling that one out of my memory banks?
What? Did they have different storylines, or were they just the same?
It was the same really? Gremlins, but it followed the rule of all sequels. You got to break more stuff. You have to have more of the bad guys and less of the good guys. And Phoebe Cates wasn't in it, which is why I only saw it once.
Sandlot is a good idea, in terms of baseball movies. Avatar is a good idea. I mean, James Cameron. You could do a James Cameron night.
Yeah.
You know?
Or, you know, you could just do... I went to see Grindhouse at the theater when they played them both. And they played all of the little clips in between, the one that Simon Pegg and Nick Frost did and all of that. So I saw it the way that it was supposed to be seen. I would do that again at a drive-in. If somebody was to do Grindhouse the way it was originally released at the drive-in, yeah, I'd go.
Victoria just tweeted at me, Independence Day 1 and 2.
There you go.
Okay, that's a good idea. Independence Day is a great idea.
And that was a time, again, when there were a lot of alien invasion movies released, too. So you could do Independence Day and one of the other ones. I'm trying to think of one that would go well with that. But the other thing is, you know, and this one just kind of came to me, and both of them would translate so well to a giant screen like that. And goes back to exactly the same kind of time frame that we're talking about. Movies that started with, that played with the idea of video games becoming real. First one, obviously, is Tron. And then the second feature would be a movie called The Last Starfighter. And Lou Gossett Jr., I think, was probably the only big star that was in that one. But it was a story about a kid who was playing a video game, became a champion, and then had to go battle the real aliens. And it's goofy and silly in early 80s, and it's great.
Caller said, The Exorcist and Rosemary's Baby.
Boom!
There you go.
Yes!
We might end it there.
Okay, we do an Exorcist and Rosemary's Baby, or we do an Exorcist and The Omen? Either one of them, I would go to either of those. And frankly, I think the texter had it right. I think Rosemary's Baby is the better pick.
All right. Feel free to keep these coming in. We'll move on coming up next. But this was fun. You never know if anybody has any connections at any of the drive-in movie theaters. Play those connections and we'll see what happens.
Let's do this.
All right. It's 11:44 on KMBZ.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.